This seemingly minor experience created a lot of anxiety for me when it came to eating. Unconsciously, I took on my own fear around food. The fearful thought, "There's never enough," became an internal dialogue that plagued me at every meal. I'd overeat and speed through meals. I never tasted my food. I never even enjoyed it. I lived in this torturous cycle for years until I became willing to look at the fear underneath my behavior. Once I looked at my fear, I understood that it was based on the false belief that there was never enough. I spent decades in fear of not having enough to eat. I'd chosen to carry this limiting belief into my present and replay it in my day-to-day life. And that's the thing about limiting beliefs. They're just smoke and mirrors, a bit of mental sleight of hand that leads us in the wrong direction in life. Through my willingness, dedication to miracles, and infinite patience, I was guided to all the resources I needed for healing. In time, my food addiction lifted. Upon realizing that overeating wouldn't ever make me feel safe and complete, I recognized that nothing outside myself could fill me up. I learned that real happiness doesn't come from getting, but from giving. I accepted that true serenity and happiness come from a connection to love. Deep down, we all inherently want to love and be loved. When we fulfill our function, which is to truly love ourselves and share love with others, then true happiness.